A higher protein, lower yielding barley crop is expected in North Dakota this year. Here's North Dakota Barley Council Executive Administrator Steve Edwardson.
As of this past week, USDA NASS is forecasting barley production in North Dakota to be at 18.2 million bushels. That's down 37% from last year. Typically on yield, growers have been experiencing some good yields in recent years. 70 bushel per acre plus, very typical. NASS is putting yield this year at 38 bushels per acre, and that's 25 bushel per acre lower than a year ago. So we're going to have a shorter supply than we've had in the past.
High protein barley is not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to pet food, but it is less desirable for malting and brewing. A protein range between 12 to 13.5% is the preference for malting and brewing. Edwardson says that industry is not in a panic yet, but there is a concern about supply.
We're going to expect supplies to be tighter, and that's going to certainly impact contracting programs for 2022, where they're going to be probably a little bit more assertive in trying to build some inventory back into a carrying position.
Most farmers indicate there will be some barley to harvest, with yields up to 30 to 40 bushels per acre. The next few days of extreme heat won't help the crop.
I always say there's only five kinds of weather when you're farming: too hot, too dry, too wet, too cold, and too windy. I think the growers are certainly concerned, as we all are, about the impact that the drought's going to have on the crops that are still trying to make it out there. I think small grains like barley and spring wheat, that they're pretty much done by about now, and it's just a matter of what happens when the combines start rolling.
With the heat pushing the barley along, harvest could begin in the next week. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.